Trey, guess what? The other night I had some friends over.
That's sweet, man.
Yeah,
Yeah, how'd it go?
it was
It was a good
awesome.
time?
Yeah, it was a good time. We played some games.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was good to be back home. You know, we went on the road a little bit. Florida was great. I mean, we did all sorts of stuff. We did the shows.
The shows were awesome.
Yeah.
We had it wasn't just the people in the crowd.
Right, like, I mean, the energy was crazy, man, and I was so grateful people would come out. I hope everyone had a good time, and I don't know, it's just like, I don't know, we got a lot still to do this year, and I'm pumped for it, and
Year's wrapping up, but it should be good. Should be strong. We gotta start off every episode that way now. It feels so wrong. It feels so weird.
Oh, that kills me, man. I don't know why that tickles me so much.
It's a funny thing. You could be tickled. Everyone out there is a little tickled too. It's fine.
I need to just drop that on people like in a social setting. Like, how was the show, Trey? It was good, man. Florida was great. You know, me, Jake, you know, Alan, we had a good time.
And then they're
You
just
just look at
like,
him.
what? Are
Like,
you having a
okay, I
stroke?
don't. the cadence of your conversation here is brutal.
Is this how you're talking on stage? You do
Oh.
not seem good at this.
Episode 20, we're back. Thank you all for coming on back. We're into sweet, sweet December, Christmas season.
Sweet December, sweet the 20s of our episodes. We've made it to that point, and it's Christmas time.
And Jake and I have a bonus podcast called Do Less Guess, and we're doing something a little special for the Christmas holidays. We're doing a big time giveaway.
Big
Big
time.
giveaway. You don't want to miss being a part of Do Less Guess. It's great. You get a bonus podcast from me and Jake every Thursday. That's 4 a month. Maybe even 5 a month. Depends if it's leap year or something like that.
If it's a leap year.
And so go to treykennedy.com/DLG. We're going to pick one lucky Do Less Guest this December to win $1,000.
Huh.
That's what we're going to do. We're giving that away.
Oh.
It's Christmas.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
$1,000.
One lucky person. We're all trying to hit 1,000 Do Less Guests for the end of the year as well. If that happens, I'm going to do a podcast with my mom.
Actually?
Maybe my dad too. Yeah, let's do it.
Sweet. A lot of stuff coming down the pipe. That's awesome.
So, with that being said, roll music, and we're going to have a good podcast.
Please just do. Let's God bless.
Pitchy, pitchy, all over the place. All over the place.
I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What? Jake, speaking of just weird way, weird, you know, talking to people weirdly. I feel like we've run into a lot of that lately. I mean, just a second ago.
Yeah. We've had some stuff happen to us on the road and as soon as we got home.
We just grabbed a little taco spot. Love a good taco. This man just comes over and he starts going, you guys into monks?
You guys know about monks?
We both kind of were quiet for a few seconds. I'm like, yes. I almost said no because I was kind of like, is that what I'm supposed to say? I'm like, no, I've heard of monks.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
He goes, you know that... They're not weak little guys like you think.
They don't just pray all day long.
Mm.
And then he launched a 6-minute TED Talk.
Yeah. Showed us some videos how some of these monks have... Yeah, it was actually very interesting. If I wasn't trying to eat a taco, I might want to dive deeper. But
Trey was kind of into it.
He was showing videos of monks like driving nails into trees with their hands. He's like, he's like, now I know. Now I know not to mess with a monk.
I mean, I thought they were just into like Buddhism and whatnot, but
yeah.
No.
Does this guy just go around just pushing monks down on the sidewalk?
He's just an advocate for monks and monk knowledge.
Yeah.
I think.
As soon as COVID was over, I was heading straight to Mongolia. Just gonna pick a fight with these little guys, but not anymore.
Oh yeah. When I left, they called it Monkolia.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of them.
Gonna go whoop some monk behind and. Not anymore.
Trey let out about 7 or 8. Whoa, that's crazy.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, that's good. And then we had this other guy. You know, being on the road, it's fun. You get to meet new people. It's one of my favorite parts. And we were somewhere, I think another restaurant or something, but we just, this guy kind of was being really friendly. And at first, you know, he's being complimentary of us, like he knew who we were and this and that. And then he just keeps going. He keeps talking. And he was low-key almost doing kind of like a 5-minute set in front of us.
I think once he realized that we're, you know, comedians somewhat and that we're there to do comedy, he was like, this is my chance.
Yeah.
I'm going to do everything I've ever written down on my notes app right
and
now.
I let out probably 8. That's hilarious. That's funny.
That's funny.
And just, you got to watch. I got to be more privy to that. It, like, imagine if I did my show and instead of laughter, I had hundreds of people going,
That's funny.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Oh, that'd be brutal.
I would never get on stage again. I hope I never do this, but if you're getting too many that's funnies or that's crazies, what you're saying is not interesting.
You got to rethink how you were telling your stories. You got to get to the point faster. You got to make some stuff up in the middle to grab their attention, whatever.
Yeah. You know those moments when you're halfway through a story and you're realizing you're just bombing in front of your group of friends?
They're not hooked.
And you're like, this story. So I take great privilege. And I think this is, it's mean and funny, but I do think it's helpful. Like Katie the other night, we were having a whole dinner and she starts telling a story. Just immediately you can tell like, oh. And I just go, Katie, maybe we just go ahead and pull out on this story. And she's like, I know it was bad. And everyone laughs. I was like, I got you. I was helping.
Yeah. It would have been a brutal.
I didn't want to see her just keep going.
We had a thing in college among our friend group. I don't think I've said this before, but it was just known. We created a rule where if you ever started telling a story and it was bad, you didn't like the story being told, you would raise your hand. And if 3 or more people raised their hand, then you had to stop telling your story and apologize for wasting their time.
Good.
And it was great. We all became better storytellers. And one guy specifically just got picked on a lot.
Yeah. Stop telling us this. Yeah. We had that going in my family for a while. I think it was pretty good. My grandparents invented this. But if you just started going with a story, you know, for the fourth time, someone in the room would just go, hey.
We've heard this before.
4 times.
They would hold up 4 fingers.
Yeah. And then you just shut up. Also, sorry to flex on you with my Fiji water bottle.
I did notice that in the airport today.
Getting fancier.
Sometime between West Palm and Charlotte, you became a Fiji boy.
So I don't know if you noticed, I typically like to fill up mine at the water fountain. A lot of places, because of COVID, like don't even have water fountains working, so I'll buy just the cheap water. I literally did this today. We're leaving Florida, right? We've finished all the shows, done for the year. I was grabbing that cheap one at the bottom. I go, what? You know what? I grabbed that Fiji, man.
I earned
extra
it.
Dollar.
Not bad.
And let me tell you, I can't tell a difference.
That's perfect. That's how you know you bought good water.
Yeah.
I love, I think it was Lexington, the very first show we did over the past like 3 weeks. Our server or whoever it was just like so servant hearted and was very nice and wanted everything to be perfect for us. And she was so concerned that they might run out of Fiji water. She's like, we can maybe run to the store and get some Fiji water. All we have is this. And we're like, man, that is so nice of you. We do not care at all.
Don't care. I know.
You don't need to.
Some people are very particular. She's like, all we have right now is Dasani.
Is that okay?
I drink it straight out of the sink, man. That's how I was raised.
Doesn't matter.
My dad was like, this is the same thing. Bottled water, sink, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I now know that's not true.
Technically, it's not.
I don't think, for the most part, you can't tell the difference.
It's still water. Did you grow up on well water? Do you have city water?
Well water.
Nice, me too.
Well water.
It's pretty cool that you can just drill into the ground and now your family has fresh water.
Explain that to me. I don't know what that means.
I just remember one day.
I know what a well is, but.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, okay, go ahead.
I don't know that much, but wait, this reminds me. What did you say in the car yesterday? I rattled off something. You're like, oh, that's a good farm boy fact.
Oh, farm boy fact. What was it? That's kind of my new thing, maybe.
What were we talking about? Yeah, just to get these farm boy facts.
Something about cows or horses or something.
It was, well, think of it. It was on the way to lunch at that bistro place that took an hour and a half to get a sandwich. We'll think of it. It was a good farm boy.
It was. Though. It was actually very informative. I was like, oh, wow.
Dang it. What was it? Okay. Anyway, your second farm boy fact is there is what they call like a water well. You know, like there is running water under the ground. And if you drill down far enough, you will find it. And then you can just have running water in your house. Mm-hmm. Where I lived in Missouri, we had to go really far down. I think it was like hundreds of feet. It's not normally that deep. Right. So I think that costs a lot.
There's like filters and whatnot through your plumbing, I guess? Or is it just good to get? Is it good to go?
Yeah, I think it's good to go. Oh, because okay. Where I, Derek, maybe you are the same way. You grew up in a rural part of the country. We had to get like fluoride treatment when we would go to school because our water is not treated.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember if mine is or not.
Did you ever have to get fluoride? Like, was there like the nurse would bring a cart to your second grade classroom?
Well, I would go to the dentist. Have you been to the dentist?
Oh, is that where people go every six
months? Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I never knew.
So they would, yeah. Well, I always get fluoride at the dentist.
Okay. This was like a weekly thing. The nurse would come to your classroom and just like, she's got like jello shots for everybody. And she just hooks it up. She goes, another one on me?
Yeah, you didn't do this every other
salt
day.
Salt around the rim.
All of us had to get a shot in our arm to keep us from getting tetanus in our town because there was no doctor. Fun fact though, the fluoride stuff at the doctor, they're always like, mint okay? And I remember back in the day how I'd always get fired up about the dentist because they had the sweet, sweet strawberry.
Okay.
Tasted delicious. And so one time as an adult, a year ago, I go, do you have any other flavors? She goes, oh, well, we do have like strawberry. We have like fruit, like cherry. We have banana. I go, oh, banana.
Yeah.
She's like, sure. You know, she kind of like, no adult had ever asked her to do that, but she kind of was a good sport about it. She's like, usually I don't even list them because every adult says mint. But I'm like, well, lady, nice to meet you. Banana, get that banana in my mouth.
I like the idea of
deep
her
in
just,
there.
Okay.
On those molars. And like, the molars, I mean.
Sure. I like the idea of her patronizing you and be like, we do have other flavors. Do you want little boy banana? We got Jungle Jim grape. We got silly strawberry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have extra flavors.
Yeah, we do. And then we have grown man mint.
Yeah, manly mint.
Manly mint.
Is what I want to give you.
Or you can have little bitty boy
banana. Banana flavor.
It's good.
Derek, did you have fluoride though? Can you back me up on this? Did you have
maybe
to?
Not, but maybe I was so far in the Ozarks that we didn't care about our teeth. I don't know. Yeah.
He was deep down there.
Now. I was close enough to the city where people cared about their health.
He's a farm boy facts.
Yeah. We
Derek's
just had to
in
take
the depths
like,
of the Ozarks.
Little
I've drank from a spring. I drank from like a creek in my neighborhood once, and I puked for 2 weeks.
So that was not a spring.
It was not a spring. It was probably part of the neighborhood's waste that I.
I've swam in a spring, and I saw that other people were swimming in it. So I was like, I probably shouldn't drink it, but it's very cold.
Yeah, I was on a really clear pond once, so I thought it'd be fun to like bathe in it, and I bathed in it. It was just like I just had like a bar of soap, like a prison soap, and I just like said stuff. You know, I was 12, just sudsing up in the lake. I'm sure they're just like, yeah, just that'll. It's better than nothing. Just go ahead, you weirdo.
It's fine. You just killed like six fish, but at least you're clean.
Yeah.
Do you bring soap with you when we travel? Do you bring soap?
No, I really should probably.
I was gonna say that too. Yeah, I haven't been
because I've done too many shameful like hand soap showers.
Yes, I did a shampoo and conditioner.
Right.
As body wash.
Body wash. Yeah. I guess that works.
I still did. I did shampoo and condition my entire body.
Yeah.
Just not my head.
I do need to bring that. I do also need to bring back my luggage.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
So
talk about little boy banana. He needs his mom to come with him on the trip.
I really need my mommy. It's amazing. I constantly leave stuff behind. No matter, I guess I get in a hurry, but it's almost a thing where most times when I leave a hotel or Airbnb or something, I'm just like, I left one thing. I can't think of it. I'm positive I got everything. I left something.
Gotcha.
And it's almost always true. This time was a whole new low. It wasn't even really early. We're going, you know, from one city to the next. Had a couple hour drive. I packed up my whole luggage, got everything, double checked. Think we're good. All right, Jake, Alan, let's load up the car. Okay, let's go. About an hour and a half down the road, I get a text from the Airbnb host. He's like, "This was left behind. What would you like me to do with it?" It was just a photo of my whole entire luggage.
Suitcase left.
And I remember it took me. It's one of those moments. It reminds me of when I was in a car with two buddies also. You know, I'm driving. You and then Alan, the guy who plays keyboard, were in the car. It reminds me of a time years ago where I was driving and I pooped my pants a little bit.
Oh.
And I let it sit for probably 5 minutes before I worked up the courage to be like, I should probably communicate this. But I was like, this is what's happened. I don't know what to do. And so I got the text, and probably 5 minutes passed. I go, yeah, I left my whole luggage back there. And you guys are just like, what? I was like, I mean, luckily, shout out to Mark, the Airbnb host. He was couldn't be nicer. He's like, I'll get it. I bought a label and mailed it to him or emailed it to him. He got it shipped out immediately. It's going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought you were just taking the loss.
But no. Yeah, just get rid of it. No, there's got one of my favorite shirts in there. I actually, maybe my favorite shirt.
No way.
That I was going to whip out for the last show of the year.
Oh, you didn't get to.
But instead,
yeah, tell them what
if you were in West Palm last night, Wednesday night, you saw me in a nice get up sponsored by Ross Dress for Less.
Dress for Less.
It was an $18 outfit.
Do less, God bless, Dress for Less.
You may have noticed the t-shirt I had on was a little small. I was doing a lot of kind of this on stage, but
no dressing room in a Ross. You just had to take a stab at
that
the wasn't, pants.
Yeah, because of COVID. I mean, people are just using that for excuse. Yeah, you can't even, we don't even list the sizes anymore because of COVID. It's like, how do I even know what to buy? I bought like three pairs of $10 pants because I'm like, I can't try them on. So, And I bought I actually got one kind of like dope shirt. It's like a vintage Nike shirt.
But then you didn't end up wearing it. I thought it looked great.
It was like tie dye. It felt like a very distracting choice to be on stage with. So that was Adbury. I just called, talking to Katie throughout the day. She's like, how's it going? I was like, good. I was like, I just left my luggage. And she just, her reaction was to burst out laughing.
Yeah.
This is not funny. I don't have anything. So we just got back from the flight. I ran upstairs and put on deodorant. So that good for you. Good.
You didn't have deodorant last night and it showed a little bit. Were you self-conscious on stage?
Self-conscious? Let me just say this.
Okay.
Okay. We're done with that bit. No, it was. I didn't realize I was just going through what was a decent normal shirt. It's Ross, so there's a lot of, you gotta dig through to find the good stuff in Ross. And I was just what was in my size, what's simple, gray t-shirt. Then it occurred to me, shoot, now I'm realizing I don't have deodorant either. Mm-hmm. I've picked a light gray t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I'm not too sweaty of a guy. When I got off stage, there was a little pit action, but it wasn't anything crazy.
It's fine.
But yeah, weird times.
I completely forgot about it. And then last night, 20 minutes before the show, no, I'd say 20 minutes before we needed to get to the improv place, we're in like a very nice part of West Palm Beach. We just saw a Lamborghini drive by us. And yep. Trey goes, just keep in mind, if you see a place that sells deodorant, I could still use
it. Yeah.
And you're never going to believe this. We did not see a place that sold deodorant.
No, we...
The rooftop bar.
We grabbed
Old Spice.
We grabbed a beer on top of Restoration Hardware and sat on their $10,000 couch. But I was like, this shirt I have on was $599.
$599?
No,
not quite.
Yeah, gnarly.
Also, this place was it was Restoration Hardware with a rooftop bar, crazy bougie, and also everything's for sale. It's a nice chandelier. Do you want it? You could buy it.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying it was nice, but. A lot of people are there doing their homework? Question mark? What was that? Girls doing algebra next to
us. I do feel like we walked in. I have on my Ross Dress for Less. I think you still have on maybe your sweatpants. You haven't changed for like the show yet.
No, I was looking good.
Sorry.
I was Jake carrying was the good. Team.
Jake's looking good. Alan had on like a Do Less, God Bless t-shirt. Yeah. We're like, oh, this place right here, it says it's like American food and it has like a rooftop bar. That'd be cool, right? Okay. And as we're walking up, it's like... It looks like Princess Diaries or something.
Yeah.
Like,
it looks like a palace.
Well, too late now. The show's in 30 minutes. So we walked up. We're just trying to grab like a drink and maybe a little appetizer. Guy's like, do you have a reservation? We go, no. And he just looks down. He's doing the classic thing. The customer service, type, click, 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 and he goes, follow me. And he sits us down at a place where there's 17 bare tables. Dude, what are you doing? Sit me down. The only other people around, it looked to be like a 15-year-old doing homework.
Yes.
And another lady like on her laptop. It's like, it feels like he put us over on like the poor side.
Yeah.
This is where my daughter's doing homework. All right. We're going to keep you away from the reservation part.
People who can't afford any of the chandeliers and the normal people who deserve to be in West Palm Beach on a Wednesday.
Yeah. But it's kind of like I just checked my bag, but like via UPS.
Yes.
$250 maybe, but... I mean, sometimes I like to just do that.
I will say getting in and out of the airplane the past, like, all morning, and then getting in and off of the shuttle bus. You were much quicker than me. Right. You had one bag to my two.
I was rolling light.
Very swift.
Yeah.
Very swift.
I actually still have the pants. These are the pants. Oh. But what's funny is, I was like, oh, $10 pants. I put them on. I'm like, they're just black pants. No one will notice. But that's, it just kind of alerted me to, I'm an idiot, because I will buy pants that are much more than $10.
You buy the
if I just said, feel these, dude, I got these. They're so nice. This is new brand. Feel them, dude.
Like, well,
this is new brand. I love it. They're like,
what was next, that, Lululemon?
Like the next, no, it's the next Lulu. These are like 180. I got them hooked up. I got to say that so you don't judge me. I got them hooked up, though. $180.
Whoa. Like, that did feel nice.
Psych. They were $9.
Dang.
Why are any of us buying pants more than $10?
I don't know. You used to buy the Fiji water pants, and now you're saying you should just get the Ozarka pants.
I'm all over the place. Yeah. I just need to stay down in the Ozarks. Granted, these might literally tear in half in like a week. It's probably what I'm betting, but
it does seem with clothing, you get what you pay for when it comes to like shelf life.
Yep. That's true. I was at a wedding months back, obviously, and the groomsmen all had their rented suits. It was like one of these newer things. You know how you have your classic like Joseph A. Banks or Men's Warehouse where like you rent. It's like obviously not the nicest suit in the world, but it's sufficient. And there's these new ones where you just like get online, you're like, this is my height, weight, size, and they just mail it to you, and it's like very affordable. But I was at this wedding where like four groomsmen just split them open, like just split their pants in two.
Four?
Just dancing around.
Oh, that's a reception. So, that's a good time.
Yeah, good time. But
like simultaneously? Cheap. Like were they all doing the same move? And it's like, oh, that makes sense. Can't do the splits and joss, hey.
Well, yeah, so it was kind of a separate room. And they were, I was watching.
Yes. There was a mechanical bull.
No. There was a magical mic.
Speaking of weddings, I filmed one last weekend. And I go up and I introduce myself to the bride. It's like one of the first things I do. Hey, I'm Jake, videographer. She's like, oh, yes, of course. Glad you make it. I'm like, how are you feeling today? She goes, well, better now that insert groom's name showed up. And I was like, okay. Was that in question at some point? Kind of laughing. Maybe she's making a joke. She goes, no, he got a little drunk last night and had to have an IV put in him. So he was a few hours late this morning.
Just okay. A little drunk.
Okay. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Just a little.
He just had what? Just that last sip.
Yeah. If you have any Motrin, he could use maybe half a one. He's just, it's got a little, it's just kind of
a little bit
lingering.
In the back. In the back. It kind of stings. I was like, all right, we're going to have a party tonight then.
Yeah, I'm just glad Jeremy finally showed up. You know, my future husband,
he had a
stomach pumped about a couple hours ago. Holy cow.
It's just classic Jeremy. This would always come up when we did the Enneagram test, the Strengths Finder, premarital counseling. He loves irrigation. And so he did it on himself the night before our wedding.
Yeah.
Got his entire stomach irrigated out.
That's just so him. But I just wish he'd waited maybe one weekend, maybe taken one weekend off. But
yeah, so that was interesting. No pants ripped, but still exciting.
That's great.
It was a good wedding.
Thank goodness he finally got here. Uber took forever. We had to call him one from the county jail. So frustrated. Just a misdemeanor, but
gosh, I hope he at least got Uber like rideshare at least save us some money.
That's just part of his Enneagram. I love you say that. My Enneagram, I guess I'd say we read something one time where it's like, you know, ladies, if your man is this, does he constantly run around just like in a rush, and does he kind of like yell and shout and have little temper tantrums? That's just what those Enneagrams do.
That's a nine.
And so I was like, see, look, you can't. She's like, what? No, we can't. I love when people are like, completely unacceptable behavior. It's like, it's just what, I mean.
The test said
that.
Oh, I
that's
love.
That's just who I am.
Yeah, people give excuses to their flaws based on a personality test.
Right.
So I'm just not that punctual, but I don't know. I'm a two. That's just me.
always thinking of me before you. That's just kind of part of the being a seven. I am just never on time.
I can't help it. That's my thing. I'm a Pisces and a six.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going to forget your birthday.
You know, when I'm an Enneagram eight, we tell it like it is. So I hate your guts. You're ugly.
And your mom is dead.
That's just part of what? Yeah. your mom died? Never liked her. That's just what...
Sorry.
That's what my Enneagram does.
I wish I could help
it. I wish I couldn't say... I need to stop. Don't say it, Trey. Don't say it, Trey. I hope no one shows up to her funeral. That was too...
Sorry.
That's just what I...
I'm a realist.
That's what I...
That's awesome.
You know, I'm going through New Girl all over again.
Yeah.
There's a scene where It's like a wedding episode, which one got me very sad. I miss weddings. They're very fun.
You do.
Even missed my own one. The way I think about it.
Literally.
Yeah. I did. My wedding was only like 15 of our closest family and friends. Blah.
No one's pants are ripping then.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Mm-mm. And they were just ending the episode with like all these save the date stuff in the fridge, and they start going by them one by one and kind of roast them. Like, Jill and Jeremy, forget you. We're not going. I'm like, yeah. And they kind of escalate. And then Nick goes, oh, and then, you know, Melissa and Matt, you had a cash bar. That's tacky. I hope you can't have kids. And everyone kind of stops. He's like, no.
Okay.
That was maybe a little far, but okay. Yeah.
I'm sure you're fertile. Don't worry about it. That's great.
Have you seen Tag the movie?
Tag the movie? No.
It's like kind of funny, but it's based on a true story. But these guys do like, they're best friends who live all over the country, and like annually they play a game of tag.
Oh, so just like a never ending ongoing game of tag. That's kind of cool.
So it's kind of funny, but there's just a funny part where this guy has his wife like fake going to the labor or like to kind of get the guys to forget the game and crawl around, and he tags them or something.
Oh, okay.
And then it's actually the Nick actor guy. He retaliates. He's
from New Girl.
He's like, I don't want to say that I'd want you to have a miscarriage. And all the guys are going, dude, don't say it. He's like, it would be bad if I said that. I don't want to say it, but I, and they're like, dude, don't. He's like, and then he says it. He's like, okay, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't.
That's good. Sounds like a good movie.
It was pretty funny.
Speaking of weddings still, this has happened to several of us over the last several months. You get invited to a wedding. 2 months later, you get another thing in the mail that lets you know you've been uninvited to the wedding. Not only did I get uninvited to the wedding via mail, but then I got another uninvitation to the same wedding via text.
Just a reminder.
Yeah. You should have received a letter in the mail from blank and I a couple weeks ago about yada yada. So just FYI, definitely don't come.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm not coming. I got it in the mail.
Just as a reminder, Jake, we absolutely don't want to see you there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We invited 300, and it's the weirdest thing. The venue is making us cap it at 299. Mm. So sorry. We just really don't want you there.
Oh, dang it. It's pretty great, man. I guess we're maybe not going to have to do that. But I don't know. We're reaching a point where I think we can have that. You hope, you know, we've postponed to next summer that we can have the initial like invite group, but also there's like a full 14 months will have passed, right? So a lot changed in that time. You realize there's a few people, I'm like, oh, we're for sure not friends anymore. Like, I haven't talked or seen you.
Oh yeah. Quarantine will shake up some friendships.
Yeah. So I was like, let's uninvite them. She's like, we can't do that. It's like, well, a bunch of people have, like, well, that's because of COVID. Well, let's be those pioneers. They say, hey, due to our lack of friendship at this point in our lives, you are now uninvited.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks later, text. Just as a reminder.
Just follow up. It's not because of COVID.
Yeah, just a reminder, you are uninvited. Not because of COVID. You know, we're good on COVID. Fingers crossed, knock on wood.
We haven't spoken 10 months, so yeah. That should make sense.
Yeah, that should make sense. You're, you know, come to town, maybe we'll see you out at the bars after, but you do not set foot on the event space.
Mm-hmm. You notice how I'm texting you, and if you scroll up, there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
There's your answer. Don't come to my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't texted.
Oh, what's up, third cousin? Did you scroll up, and is this our last text? Happy birthday. Thanks. Happy birthday. Thanks. I have this with a couple of people, you know, family. It's just my mom texts, you know, both of us probably, or like her mom.
Reminder, Jeremy's birthday today.
Yeah. It's Timmy's birthday today. Text him. Happy birthday. Thanks. Happy birthday. Thanks. You're uninvited due to C above.
Our previous text. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reminder, it's Brian's birthday today. Mm-hmm. Brian?
Brian?
Just going to bring that Brian. Brian?
That's a good, dude. One of my all-time favorite bits we did on the Do Less Guest podcast. You guys have to listen to it.
Oh, I forgot it was.
Yeah, it was Do Less Guest. That's all time. We were just saying, what if people are naming their kids really weird names. What if you name your kid a very common name with a slight twist? So you got to listen to the episode.
Yeah.
One of them was Chake with a CH. Or you said Wandy.
Wandy. Making your kid have a speech impediment.
Oh, no. He
can't say his R's.
Can't say his R's. My name is Wandy Reynolds. like, okay.
Oh, well, you can say it again.
Wandy Reynolds. Wandy, dude.
This is my dad.
Wandy?
Brian Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
What? What is happening in your family? Brian?
Oh.
Anyway.
Good times, good times.
Weddings.
Weddings. What do you got?
Wedding wise?
Going on this weekend? What's new in the world?
I'm trying to pickle, but the weather's not looking too great, so I might have to reserve an indoor spot.
Mm-hmm.
We got Chiefs game in prime time again, Sunday night.
Who they got?
We have the Broncos. So,
ew.
Yeah, it should be fine. I haven't lost to them in like 84 seasons, I think, so should be fine.
I think they're going to start like the equipment manager at quarterback. Yeah. What a disaster.
That's so crazy. I know probably a lot of you guys either already know or don't care at all about sports, but I think even if you don't care about sports, you'll find this interesting. Broncos had one quarterback test positive for COVID, and then the other three were seen with security footage being near him, not wearing masks. They were deemed high risk, and instead of making the Broncos postpone their game, the NFL was just like, sorry, we're going to make an example out of you. All four of your quarterbacks can't play. So then the Broncos are just like, I'm sure at a team meeting, all right, everyone just kind of throw me a ball. Let's see who can throw a spiral.
Nice.
Okay.
You're right there.
You.
Welcome to the NFL. You're the quarterback. Yeah. It's a disaster, like, as you can imagine.
Now I'm thinking they had like a Good Will Hunting thing where he just puts like a, instead of like a complex math equation on the chalkboard, you know, he just puts like a complex football play. He's like, I'm just going to leave this up here in case anyone's here who shouldn't be.
It reminds me of...
anyone solve this, you can be quarterback.
It reminds me when I was obsessed with the college football video games. And I would try to get creative, and I'd just put the fastest guy at quarterback.
Okay, yeah.
So I could run around like crazy and then throw it, and it just never worked out.
Weird.
And it's for the first time ever we saw that in real life, and didn't work out.
Yeah, 1 for 9.
He was fast back there.
He was fast. He was fast. 1 for 9 with 2 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 4.1 passer rating, so.
Yeah, I just watched a few highlights, but they weren't. He was like slinging them 40 yards downfield. I mean, he was going for it.
He could get it down there. The other team was catching it, but he was slinging it.
Right.
So what about you? What do you have this weekend?
I think I've mentioned this. I was wanting to do a big Christmas party shebang.
Oh, yeah.
But you're uninvited. So.
Oh. Should have got it in the mail.
Hate to break it. This one is due to COVID with a little sprinkle of... Nah, been enough time around you, you know. No, I'm kidding. It's
should have reminded me about my luggage.
I thought I mentioned it to you. It's
no,
it's
you just, did. You know, I forgot. So,
you know, the city put in new restrictions. Like, don't. I wanted to. This was back when, you know, on the down waves when everyone were like, "Oh, COVID's gone again." I was like, "Let's have this party." But yeah, obviously, cases are back up. City is shutting back down. I was like, I probably shouldn't try to throw a huge party right now. So it's going to be a Christmas event with a small number of friends. So next year though, dude, mark your calendar for December of next year. You're going to bring some people. It's going to be crazy.
Do you have a reservation next December? I can look, Trey. Well,
I'll be pickleballing.
I can try to move some stuff around.
Okay. Thank you.
I can try.
But that's that Friday. I feel like I had,
tonight.
Tonight I am going to a very new fancy place that serves $30 cocktails.
The Fiji Water of Kansas City restaurants.
What a great way to get a millennial in the door. It's like our drinks here are $40. I'm like, I just want to find out, like, is there anything you could possibly do to make me agree that I should pay $30 for this? That's what I'm excited about.
Is the vaccine in the drink? How's this work? Because it kind of came out at an interesting time.
I think if you splurge, like, it's like an 18-year whiskey with like a nice little curated Pfizer bite or something.
Pfizer around the rim.
A little Moderna pill or something. Yeah. Real nice. It just goes down really easy. Mm. It's just, you know, some bitters, some aperitif. Vaccine.
Dude, remember 2 weeks ago when that one club owner gave us moonshine?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out Alabama, of course.
Of course.
That was great. They're just like, hey, we have this guy. He makes the real deal, man. You guys ever had moonshine?
Oh, he's like name dropping some TLC show we've never heard of. This is the guy you're never going to get this. He's from Moonshiners and Diners.
Yeah, call him the Pipe Pipers. They're out there, and he literally is out there in the woods right now.
We're like,
don't tell anybody.
No way.
But he gave us a little taste. It was like soaked in, it was in a mason jar with a bunch of cherries, and It just kind of tasted like...
tasted like Prohibition.
Yeah, it did.
Tasted illegal.
Yeah. Like it tasted like...
Hard liquor out of a mason jar.
It tasted like the pandemic, the flu pandemic, which was kind of fun to like, it's like I experienced both a little bit that night.
It tasted like sanitizer, which reminded me of the pandemic.
Yeah, that as well.
Yeah. 95% alcohol.
This is actually, don't quote me on this. We don't know how the science works. It's over 100% alcohol.
It's 220 proof. Don't ask how. Look, it's his show. He's the guy on TLC.
Yeah, it is. if this gets anywhere remotely near a butane lighter, this building's
going
to blow up.
We're all going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys don't have any, you know, flint in your pockets, do
yeah.
you?
Okay, yeah.
Good. No scarecrows around here? Yeah. Yeah, this whole thing's going down.
Right. Yeah, that was a nice. That was fun. I mean, it really was kind of smooth. It was interesting. I still don't understand. So many of those things I don't understand. I talked about rapper, less so now as marijuana is becoming more and more of a very legal thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it was, you know, you got in huge trouble for that.
Oh, people are still in jail and for decades.
Yeah, there's just clearly people putting it in their music or putting it on their social media. It's like, got that good, got that loud. You're like, how'd they get away with this? How is there a show? Like, hey, we're documenting these guys, our moonshiners. We're going to show you every detail of their lives and how they are just unapologetically breaking the law. How are we filming this?
I've always wondered this. I used to, back in high school, I got really into the show Gangland. Oh, that's what it's called. Mm. Remember Gangland?
I've heard of it. I was not allowed to watch. I was not allowed to watch a lot of things.
Oh, sorry about that. But they would just interview just one of the head guys for the Latino Kings. Like, so tell us how your operation works exactly. And they would like dark out his face and like change his voice. But I'm like, still, like, how did you find him? This guy seems like he's in big trouble now. Seems like the documentarians now could infiltrate the Latino Kings if they wanted to. You guys just good buds?
Right.
I don't know how this works.
I think this might be a deal where it's like, did you recall if like after every single sentence, was there really quick, like allegedly? So it'd be like, what's up? I'm Shifty. This is my buddy.
Shafty.
We're twins from West Virginia. We're making moonshine out here. We're on the run. The feds about to get us. And we're out here selling this thing. Doing it illegal, allegedly.
Yeah, there was like a whisper.
Yeah, and then you can...
Now that you say it.
And then you're good.
And then so. It doesn't matter. It's not mm-hmm. true. It's just a legend. Yeah, but I mean, anything. Yeah, movies. Well, I guess not movies. Those are fictional. But mm-hmm. some like certain TV shows and songs, people are just openly talking about how bad of boys they are. And right. I'm just like, boys, be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Catch another charge. Me and my homies, Latino Kings, we're in charge. We killed 3 people yesterday, buried them under the bridge, allegedly.
Yes.
Next verse, and then it's tops the charts, and that's fine.
That's great. That's totally fine. I'd like to see them get more specific on their charges. Tell us exactly what they did, why they did it, and where we can find the bodies. It's kind of like geocaching meets hip-hop.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, there's a little prize waiting for you. It's called, felony. Go get it. Go see, he's got a cinder block tied to his leg. He's in the bottom of the river. Here are some approximate coordinates.
Leave your little memento there.
Yeah.
That'll
Who likes
fun.
Swimming? Huh?
Yeah.
Who likes swimming?
Geocaching, dude.
You ever do that?
Oh!
Every kid who was involved in youth group threw down on a geocache at some point.
I did it, I was like a fringe youth group guy.
Nice, good for you. FYG.
I was a big fringe. I was very forced into it. I was like, I'm too cool for this. But then I came around, I was like, I'm going to try to get into this.
There's some cute girls here.
And I was, so I went with this crew. I'm like, we're going to go geocaching. You know, I was used, me and my buddies would just like watch sports or play video games. Like, you know, youth groups feel like they're doing a lot more active stuff. We're going to play spike ball and go geocaching. I was like, I'm along for the ride. If you don't know what geocaching is it still a thing? Surely it is.
Probably.
Like an app or something, but you just, anywhere in the United States, someone... They've left it in an app or social media or something. It'll say, okay, you go to this location, look by this thing, dig here. Voila, here's a little like bin full of things. And you found it. And like leave your little thing behind and maybe take one if you want. And you just go around just digging up little treasures. Yeah.
But the little trinkets, the little gifts are just garbage.
Oh, like,
yeah. There's nothing cool in there.
It's like, oh, okay, we're on the outskirts of Oklahoma City. We're to buy this really gross creek that 10 years ago I would have drank out of, but mm-hmm. I learned. And now, oh, there's the tree. That's the funny tree. Dig right there. We found it. We found it. It's a it's a Band-Aid and a little troll doll.
Whoa. What should we leave?
Let's put... Oh, do you guys have anything? I don't...
I have a piece of gum.
Yeah, piece...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Someone else can chew the gum.
All right. Let's do another one.
Let's go back. Yeah. That is geocaching. And I would like to see rap artists factor that in to their songs.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be sweet. A little treasure.
I remember before that night, we went to this place I never heard of, but people were like, dude, this is the best restaurant in the city. You know, we're like 17.
Okay.
Of course, we don't know. But so like this whole wall, it was like fine. It was like 2 months later, it shut down because a combination of like no one was there and they were like committing tax fraud or something. So I thought that was funny. But has that happened to you? I know you're less of a picky food guy.
I guess you are
a picky food guy. No, not the tax fraud. We can table that for in a bit. But when people say this is the best restaurant, you got to go. And you go and you're like, I don't think I want to see these people again if they think this is good.
I mean, that's an issue with just like how you treat people anyway. You should never set something up for failure like that. You haven't seen this movie that's out? It is the best movie I've seen in years.
Oh.
Or even just like casual conversations. Oh, dude, I got to do something. This is the funniest story. Yeah. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. You just set yourself up for failure. Under promise, over deliver. I don't care if you're suggesting a movie or a restaurant or on a stage or on social media. Just a little life lesson.
Yeah.
Don't over promise ever.
Never, ever. Always, always say you're going to do one thing and then over-deliver, a.k.a. don't ever, like, actually do what you're saying to do. Don't be a man of your word.
Yeah, so be like, hey, girl that I'm interested in, I would love to pick you up at 7 at night and take you to dinner and have a nice date. What you do, what she's not expecting, is you to pick her up at 7 p.m. the next Wednesday. Keeps her on her toes.
Okay.
You show up to her house, and then she's not even there.
See, I was thinking, or another flip side of that, I want to pick you up at 7. We're going to go to this nice place. You pick her up at 6 because you're like, guess, you know, I put you at 7, but guess what? I'm so excited to see you. She's getting ready. She loves that.
Yes.
Girls love that. She hasn't even,
yes.
Her hair's still wet. She hasn't even put makeup on, but she's got to get in the car because you're there.
Yes.
She's head over heels. She's like, this guy wants me to be here, wants to be with me so bad. You go, you've made reservations way earlier than you said at a better restaurant.
Yes.
Where everyone looks amazing. She looks like a wet dog.
Yes.
And she is on cloud 9.
Yes.
You end the night with, oh, we were going to get some simple ice cream? Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. We're going to take your ratchet-looking self proposal.
Yes.
You married that night.
I think there's a lot of elements to this that are good. I think, you know, in this day and age, too, like, you don't want to come across as, you know, maybe arrogant or cocky or just sumptuous in any way, make her pay for the dinner. Like, hey, maybe you were expecting me to do this.
Right.
I don't want you to think that I am arrogant or bragging in any way. Why don't you get it?
Right. I mean, that. Yeah. You've got to.
I could get it and you Venmo me.
Yeah, that could work too. There's some, or, you know, maybe you could, you know, maybe someone like you or me, you can technically kind of do like this. I'm the self-employed type of thing. So it's like, hey, for tax purposes, let's talk about work maybe for a few minutes. I'm going to expense it and then you Venmo me for half.
Yes.
So it's like you're making money. I'm like, this is a write-off and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that'll make her feel good because equals
she sees
and
you're a businessman. You're fiscally responsible.
Right.
Yes. And I think what's cool is while you're talking finances, go ahead and ask, how much money do you make a year? What's your salary? What kind of debts are we talking?
Mm-hmm.
What is your net worth?
Yeah. And
what about your parents?
And unfortunately, it'll probably be about 70% of what yours is.
Yes.
Because that's
the how it
current
works.
Ratio.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real thing, the wage gap. I mean, I've been golfing. There's a gap in women's tees and men's tees.
Right.
I think we should tee off from the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
Get her flowers that you dug up from her yard.
Yes.
She won't know. Or if she does, she'll be like, I appreciate that. Cause
wow, you were in my backyard last night. I had no idea. Like, oh, not
equal.
Just last night.
Mm-mm.
Plenty of times.
Yeah.
That was just the first time I took something.
Yeah.
Other times it was just your privacy. Yeah. There's a lot of good tips there.
Yeah.
A lot of good tips. Definitely ask how much money she makes.
Mm-hmm.
Make her pay for it. And then, yeah, in the night by proposing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a ring yet, but you're just like, I'm saving up.
Right.
That's why I couldn't pay for dinner.
The ring, man. So many people get... It's funny. I heard a story recently. People get married right out of college. Like, yeah, we didn't have any money. I had to like take out a small business loan to like, 15% to buy a ring and do a honeymoon. It's like, can we not just be like, let me level with you. I'm broke. Can I get this to you in like 2 years? It's not an option, I guess.
I would consider that. Oh my gosh, that
that's
goes just, against.
That's what people do. So I ever had a things. Buddy. He's like, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna get a loan on a ring. I'm gonna get a loan on a car. I have student loans. I'm like, dude, maybe just give it a beat. You know, you're 20.
Oh,
well, you shouldn't
I
have any money.
Yeah,
I remember. I would lose like $10 in fantasy football when I was 20, and I couldn't sleep that night.
Yeah, just like, how am I gonna recover this? Like Joe Exotic, I'm never going to financially recover from this. Yeah. I just lost $10.
I heard good old Joe Exotic was trending because maybe he'll get pardoned. Did you see any of this? It was like he could maybe get presidentially pardoned or something. I don't know.
From Trump himself? He's going to pardon Joe Exotic? Huh.
Yeah.
Where do I sign?
Where do I sign, dude? And then Carol Baskin, she's back in the news. What was it again? She
worker of hers almost had their arm torn off.
Oh,
at the rescue.
At Big Cat Rescue, one of the workers got attacked by one of the big cats.
Carol Baskin.
She was off doing a foxtrot, and her employers are getting their arms taken off.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
I don't know.
They're doing the Dose Bleu.
Is that a dance?
It's close to one. I couldn't quite remember it. I used to watch Dance with the Stars with my mom.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Yeah. Back when they had actual stars on it.
When it was good.
No. I'd be like, this guy was a guest star on the 6th season of Friends.
Okay. Well, he's mediocre at dancing. I hope Carol Baskin's doing all right. From what I saw from the show, I don't feel like Big Cat Rescue is probably known for their workers' compensation policy.
Right.
I'm worried about the girl's arm. Yeah. I hope it's okay. Remember that at Joe Exotic Zoo? I don't remember if it was a guy or a girl. Either way, the person got their arm ripped off and they were there the next day.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
it's like weird, like
looking for their arm.
Weird loyalty to this exotic man.
To be fair, it would be tough to go out and find another job real quick with one arm, I would bet. How do you apply?
I would have maybe just spent a few days in the hospital.
Used to that.
I don't know if I would have went back to work.
You would have.
That's me. I'm so weak and pampered.
Millennials.
That, yeah, I would have waited a few days.
My arm's gone. I need like 3 days in the hospital. That's my tax dollars, dude. Grow up and get out.
You're right.
Some dirt on it.
Rub some dirt on it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did we go? What are you doing this weekend? We got plans tonight. Bougie drinks tonight.
Katie's doing a girls' night Friday, which is always music to my ears. I gotta just
Rocket League. Rawr,
rawr.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. No.
Dog night.
I don't know what she's doing. Some kind of girls' night, but I'm. Yeah, gonna get together with a few buddies.
Wait,
maybe
hold on.
Go a little diving, dive bar vibes. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be fine. You're excited either way, but we've been out of town 5 days. She couldn't have a girls' night in there anywhere? I'm going to talk to her.
I know.
You wait till we're back in town, then you have a girls' night?
I know. What did she do all these other nights?
What's going on? Hopefully she wasn't having guys' night.
Fizzy. I hope not. She hanging out with monks?
You know what they can do to trees, right?
I can't beat them up, I learned, but you know what? I'm just chilling, man. I'm excited. So I'm actually going to do, like, I've been prolonging a lot of adult things, so I need to get a license plate.
Oh yeah, ticket recently. Yeah. Good job.
I got a ticket. I never knew that could happen. I was rolling the dice, and I just got a ticket that straight up just said, like, basically your license plate's expired, and I saw it.
But you were but you weren't driving.
I was just,
it was
like parked
somewhere. It's expired, and
well, I didn't know that could happen.
It's on the street.
So I need to take care of that. I need to like organize the garage. That sucks so much.
Good for you.
It's just, we're 99% done, like, moving and organizing, and I kind of just left the garage. And so I can't, my garage space is junk, and I've been fine with that, but now it's getting cold enough where I'm like, I should use my garage space. So I got to do, I'm going to do that.
That's exciting. I haven't even seen your garage. That's cool.
It's, you know, just a garage.
I've seen one before.
It's nice.
Probably imagine it.
So I'm going to do some adult things, and yeah, that's kind of it. I'm pumped to just lay low at home. I'm actually kind of pumped to be. We were in Florida. Did not feel like Christmas. We're back here. It's cold. Christmas vibes. I like it, man.
Yeah, we were in the car, I think, on the way to Florida, and Trey was saying, somebody's like, "You ever feel like, you know, kind of like weird, like going to such a warm place during December?" And I was like, "No, this is awesome." He's like, "I don't know, man. I don't know. I kind of like it to be cold."
I really cherish my December 1 through 25. But when it's January 8th and it's cold, it serves no value. It's horrible.
It's like it's just cold for no reason.
Yeah.
What did I look forward to? Groundhog Day? Barely.
But yeah. December's a nice cold, right? Like January and February are dark days.
Dark, dark days.
Cold.
Gray days.
December's like, it's starting to get cold, but it's not unbearably cold.
We have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
This magical man's going to come down my chimney. Mm. But I would still prefer it to be warm. Although, yeah. Florida was awesome. I'm going to move to Florida or Hawaii.
I also just love the indoors. That's always kind of been my thing.
The indoors.
Yeah, so yeah, it's always the same temperature in here.
It's not bad.
So yeah, it's nice. Yeah. I have full control over it. Pretty amazing.
When you're really like, let's say it's really cold out and you're going to be driving, do you like bundle up a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause I'm trying to figure that out. Like what is the right amount to put on? Like in the walk to my car, I'm going to be very cold.
So for instance,
5 minutes into my car, I'm hot.
Well, for instance, I bundle up. Like if I go to the gym in the morning, bundle up, I got t-shirt, hoodie,
puffy jacket,
big, yeah, full-length jacket. I'm in the car. By the time I roll up to the gym, like, the car's warmed up enough. I'm feeling good. I leave the big jacket in the car. I walk into the gym, just shirt, hoodie. I work out in the hoodie. Maybe I'm getting warm in that. I go down to t-shirt.
Okay.
When I leave, I put hoodie on. And then as the rest of the time, I'm fine in just hoodie.
Okay.
That's kind of my routine there.
Ooh. Wait, your car has remote start?
Yeah.
Yes?
And then in the gym, sometimes in the gym, I go fully shirtless.
Yes.
Sometimes I just take my pants off.
Yes.
And I'm doing pull-ups. I got on my SpongeBob undies,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ready.
Yeah, and they're like, sir, can you, I notice you like to pull up. Can you pull up your pants,
and I might hear AirPods in fully, you know, mask. They can't hear me. Sir,
sorry.
SpongeBob butt.
SpongeButt.
That's what they call me.
That's cool. It's nice to have a nickname.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't true. I mean, I'm doing my glutes, so that's not why they call me that. It's because of the SpongeBob underwear.
My glutes look fine.
My glutes are not spongy.
I got a life hack for you. I've never had a car with remote start, but I feel like this could be fun. You lay like your puffy jacket or any kind of clothing on your seat and then turn the seat heater on when you turn your car off and then remote start it like a few minutes beforehand. And then like your coat is so warm. It's like fresh out of the laundry. Mm.
First world problem. I have a remote start, but now I have a garage. I want to remote start my car in the garage, but I can't do that because I would die. So somehow I got to remote start the car and open the garage door opener, but I don't.
I think you risk it. I mean, has anyone ever really died from carbon dioxide?
Monoxide.
I almost had it. I was one oxygen
carbon
off.
Carbon dioxide, just one or two, I think. But monoxide, I don't know. Katie's been like, can we get a carbon monoxide monitor? I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm sure we're fine.
So she's like got one and she wants me to set it up. I'm like, yeah, it's like if you're worried about dying, that's got to be one of the best ways. Like you just go to bed and somehow there's a monoxide leak, and then the next thing you're like, what's up, St. Peter?
Yeah,
what? That was really painless. He's like, yeah, you.
What happened?
It was early, but it's definitely you just glide off.
Carbon monoxide poisoning, huh? That's the way to go. That's nice.
Mm.
Have you ever thought about how you'll die?
Cholesterol.
High or low?
High.
Okay.
And then it would be very low.
Is there...
Then it would be zero.
Can you have like really low... Is it dangerous to have low cholesterol?
I think so. I couldn't imagine anyone in America having low cholesterol. Can you imagine? I was like, my cholesterol is so low, I can't get it up. Go to Slim Chickens, you D-bag.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Fixes for you pretty fast.
Oh, we talked about Airbnb. This is so annoying that Airbnbs do this. I talk about having full control of the climate. When they do some lock on it,
I come home. I got a pin.
I want to crisp it down to a nice 67, right? And it's like the 71's the lowest it'll go.
Do you have That's a reservation? Egregious. Do you have a reservation to keep it this low? No, I'm staying
enter
here.
Enter the pin.
Yeah.
I entered my credit card pin, and that's why I'm here, you jerk. Give me. I understand. If you want to lock it at like 65, like, you know, if some guy is like 55 degrees, I understand that. I mean, I think so many people listening let us know 68 is a sweet spot in the nighttime. I think a lot of people are, Derek, what do you sleep with your thermostat on? 69, dude. See? That's nice. What about you?
71, baby.
You're a 71 guy?
Fire me up. I like it hot.
Were you cold over this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if you noticed. We kind of...
One night, especially.
Well, we did a classic, like, it's AC in here, but then you forget oh, it gets colder at night, so the heater should have been switched on. So I don't know if when we woke up, it was 62 degrees.
Yeah, a little chilly.
Because we, of course, night one in Florida, people were literally like traumatized out front, like freezing. It was 41 degrees. I'm like, what are we doing? It was that cold.
Really? It didn't even
seem. So we forgot to turn the heater on.
That cold. I know, what, yesterday you were kind of making the remark, like, we passed by a guy on the sidewalk who's wearing a Patagonia down jacket, yeah, just freezing. And Trey's like,
58.
3 hours ago, I was shirtless, just basking in the sun.
It was like 55, I was shirtless. I was like, wow, that's nice.
This is sun. Awesome. Like,
this guy's crazy.
I see why the monks do it. This is great.
Yeah.
We finally got some Airbnbs that didn't make us become the cleaning crew.
That
was nice. Is that a new thing?
A little bit, but the... So this confirmed it for me. Shout out to this guy. He also shipped my luggage. I forgot, but he, part of the checkout was like, you know, here, you know, reminder, your checkout's at this time. It would be hugely beneficial to us if you would do this and this. However, it is absolutely not required of you. So that made me do it.
No,
I ran the dishwasher.
Yeah, I want to help you out.
So that proves that, I think, yeah, I think when they're saying, here's the checkout instructions, they actually can't hold that against you at all.
Oh.
And it shouldn't, right? Because Airbnb is classic for like, dude, can you believe it? This place is only $110 a night.
Then you go to checkout.
Check out. Cleaning fee is $6,000. Okay, what? What are you doing? And you want me to run the dishwasher? No.
Not your.
Yeah, I think
person.
In his checkout thing, it was like, start the dishwasher. And another one was like, take off all the bedding and do the... Oh, okay.
Ooh, oh.
Nah, I don't. I barely do that at my own house. Mm-hmm. I hate doing that.
I'm not like, in Florida.
We can sleep on these sheets another few weeks.
It's just me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I've actually always been pretty good at cleaning my sheets.
Okay.
I think we talked about it on an old Do Less guest pod.
Yeah.
Where you said you clean it like once every
I think like once a quarter.
Red blood moon or something.
Blood moon. Yeah. I do it by moon cycles typically. Mm-hmm. I go every two waxing crescents. I'm like, uh-oh. It's probably time. Let's get the sheets in the wash.
Or like... And then you do kind of like a full deep clean of both your home and your body whenever we get the full solstice. What was that happened? We were in the perfect path of it. What was that called?
Are you talking about the solar eclipse?
Eclipse!
Oh, okay.
Crap. Yeah, I think every eclipse, like you kind of...
It's time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna clean some parts of my body that haven't seen a lot of running water in a while. Yeah. Where is the part on your body that you say is most neglected when you're cleaning yourself?
Oh, dude, my lower back and my legs get no love.
No love for legs.
Just kind of, just. I mean, who can? I just kind of do this a little bit, and then I kind of like do a little bit of this. Like, I think I'm good.
So you don't like touch your legs?
I do kind of like a little rundown. Just,
you're kind of like dancing with it. Like, brush your shoulders off, brush my kneecaps off.
Yeah, I kind of.
Point the toe.
Yeah, do that a little bit. Dude, the solar eclipse, did you watch it?
I was in, this was the 1 year I was living in Texas,
and we did not
have the line of total depravity. That's not what it was called. What was that line? Because it was a big deal. It was like Portland, Oregon, all the way to like Omaha, Nebraska, Kansas City.
Line of total depravity, that's called.
What was it? Total captivity.
That's the edge before you step into the Jesus' kingdom, dude. It's
right before you go to Las Vegas. What is line of total darktivity? You know
what it was the line of, what is it, Derek? Line of.
Your Wi-Fi real quick? Oh, we got no internet. Crap. All right, I'm going to look it up or I can share it with you. We have to get to the bottom of this.
Derek has not earned the Wi-Fi password here yet. Maybe next time. No.
Maybe after the new year.
But I remember, because you're tempted to, I remember seeing so many articles because it's like, don't look, you have to wear these glasses.
Yeah.
You can't just look at the sun, even though if you think you can. And so I put on these glasses, and it's just the glasses.
Totality. Nice. I was close.
The glasses just create, you can barely see anything. So I was like, real quick. And I looked, I was like, oh, that's cool. And I felt like I kept seeing stars for a while.
Yeah.
And then I had a weird hour. I was all by myself, I remember, because it was like 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. Of course, everyone's working. I was doing my thing. I was like, I'm just going to watch this real quick. I stepped out back. It was actually really cool because for like an hour in the middle of the day, it was almost dark as night.
And isn't it really like bizarre. 2 or 3 minutes, it was like straight dark,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed Kansas City so much during that eclipse.
And I remember maybe an hour or two after that, I was just like, kept doing this with my eyes. I was like, what if I just did irreparable damage to my eyes?
Am I blind?
Am I blind?
Am I blind?
Where's the sensation? I've probably once a month, I think I have some new, like, almost life threatening issue.
What's going on right now?
My newest one is, I gotta say, off Twitter. I hate what Twitter feeds me. It was like, people don't realize this, but alcohol will definitely give you cancer or something very
something
sensational
true.
Like that.
Yeah.
And so now I think I have cancer.
Okay.
But a week, last couple weeks, I'm kind of over this now. Last couple weeks, I thought that I was going blind to some degree.
Okay.
I went to the eye doctor and he said, I have dry eyes. And I've talked about this correct opinions, I think. I was like,
you got to blink more, right?
You got to blink more or something. Yeah. And so it's just funny how your brain can do that. Because last week I've been fine. I haven't thought about it. But for 2 weeks, I had the driest eyes ever. I think because mentally I was like doing weird stuff in my eyes. I was like, oh my, like, I'm going to be suicidal. This is what the guy told me.
Yeah.
But now I'm good with that. Before that, I had some reflux. So I thought I was going to damage my throat and never be able to talk again and ruin my whole career.
Uh-oh.
So I'm, you know, maybe round out 2020 with like a, I don't know, maybe I'm afraid I'll run into a monk.
Yeah. Or hemorrhoids.
Are you admitting that? Or
no.
No. No.
It's like in The Office when he writes down diseases. Anal fissures. Okay, very funny. Someone has it. I don't want to say who.
If someone did have it, does anyone know how to help?
Yeah, hemorrhoids. That'd be crazy, right? Do you have any? Yeah. Have you ever had it or no? Like what?
Yeah, that's all mental, right?
Yeah. Is it like, would you go cream or pills? Did you see a specialist?
Had the first clogging of a toilet in the house.
Oh.
Realized there's not a plunger on the property.
No plunger on property.
So I, you know.
Did it with your hands.
Manly man I was. The manly man I was, I periodically flushed it every like 5 hours to hope it would fix itself. After 4 failed attempts of that, I finally determined I had to go to Home Depot, which I hate doing. And
probably could have told you that.
I got a nice plunger.
Okay.
And plunged it right out of there, man.
Good job, dude.
Yeah, I'm the type of guy who plunges the toilet. And I was like, I'll just kind of deal with that later and kind of hope it goes away. But, you know, Katie was hollered at me like, what? You just left this?
Yeah.
And I was able to probably be fine now when I flushed it. And it's that moment. It's like, oh my gosh. It came like an inch from just completely overflowing.
Yeah.
But
it's
exciting. It's fun.
That's total depravity, baby.
Yeah, you know? Baby.
It's funny you bring that up. Literally right before we left, when did we fly out? Monday of this week. I had a little mishap in the not mishap. That's not the right word. Everything went according to plan.
Okay.
I was plunging.
Right.
And yeah, I don't have a very, very good water pressure in my toilet. I got to go, I mean, straight Bill Nye on this. I'm doing like a full blown science experiment trying to get this thing unclogged. So I have to take off the lid of the tank because I have to like manually stick my hand down in there and hit the stopper so it doesn't overflow. Because I've just done this a lot. I know how to avoid this.
You know.
So the lid of the tank is off. I do my thing. It gets unclogged. And then we're about to like leave to your house. I'm about to leave to come to your house. I'm brushing my teeth. I bump the lid and it just shatters. And then I had to go to Florida. So I just like kind of send a text to my roommates like at 8 a.m. Hey, good news. Got the toilet unclogged. Bad news. There's no lid to the tank.
Bad news. I just WWE'd the tank lid.
Yeah, it's in 9 pieces. It looks like that scene from the season 1 of Breaking Bad where he's got that guy in his basement. Yeah. He's going to stab with the plate.
Possible to replace.
That's the thing.
Just Amazon it.
Can you buy a lid to a tank? I feel like you have to buy a full toilet.
Maybe, man.
I could be a 2-toilet guy. It'd be kind of fun. One for one, one for two.
Yeah.
Switch it up sometimes.
That would make sense.
It would make sense. Have a wider, well, I don't know what you would want, actually.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll figure it out. But if anyone's selling tank lids, I'm in the market.
Well, I think one would be...
Urinal.
Urinal, or so you would have some kind of games involved to kind of, you know, keep you intrigued a little more. And then two...
iPad.
Two is, you know, yeah, it's padded. It's just a throne, man.
Or padded. I was, yeah, thinking like an iPad is there for you. But you can have double pads.
Right.
And for the ladies, there are pads.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You can flush those pads. We got a good toilet. Don't worry about it. Flush
them. Oh, yeah. That would be nice. Yeah, we'll stop there, actually. This is good. Can't wait. Okay, Do Less, God Bless podcast, episode 20. In the books, Christmas season. Stay away from the monks.
Stay away from the monks, guys.
Bye. Oh, well, before we go, I just...
I'm hot.
Yeah, Jake's hot, and I just want to thank y'all for listening. Give us 5-star reviews, and I just really appreciate you guys sharing it and enjoying it.
And once again, guys, we do appreciate you listening every single Friday.
Bye. That kills me, man.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.